and Dave. We're going to bring Mr. Linda back here shortly. We got a few things to talk about. In the meantime, here's the Jersey Band.
I was wondering about the black folks and why they sound a little bit different than you and me. And I was wondering a little bit lately why the white folk has become the minority. We pay for the nigger's food, my friend, and what he's done lost his smile. And you wonder why life in the city is reaching out to the suburbs every day. Cause the cops are chasing all of them niggers, and them niggers all need a place to hide away. And all the liberal yuppie suit and tie folk don't think we ought to own no guns anymore. So when the niggers come around at midnight, they head straight for the ignorant Americans' back door. We pay for the nigger's house, we pay for the nigger's trial, we pay for the nigger's food, my friend.
Good band. Somebody turned me on to a CD of theirs. It was recorded locally here in South Jersey. I have no idea really who the band is. I refer to them as the White Album. They have a lot of songs, some original, some takeoffs on covers. Like occasionally you hear me play Spooky Coon, which is to the music of Creedence. I'll play it later. What the hell? I can't even remember it right now, as far as titles are concerned. I'm terrible with names most of the time. Have a little tick that way. Let's bring in Alex again. In the meantime, I want to remind folks that they can send money also in the form of money order, international money order, to Tom for his canteen, and they can send stamps for letters and whatnot, but it's got to be in money order form, so consider that. And
can you read the address again?
We'll read the address in a few minutes. Alex, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, there you are.
Stan? Hey. I love that Coontown.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's
Coontown.
Explain to me that song, Kreuzberg.
That's a bomb and a puke.
Yeah, that's a takeoff.
In Coontown.
One of these days I'm going to do a mix of the two.
The purity of the guy's voice contrasted with the obscenity of the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to me, Stan. It does.
He's a true master. True master. the world of...
I read that Johnny Rebel was a name given to... It's not a person. It's the name given to a collection of songs.
Hmm.
Don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I don't know too much of the history. All I know
it came out of a certain time period. Yeah, like 60s.
Yeah.
70s down south. Hmm. I know David Allan Coe did some of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But good stuff.
You want to talk a little bit about this ADF idea?
The idea, Aryan Defense League, is to build a mirror organization to what the Jews have built. That's it, in the simplest terms. I mean, something that is defends white people, the most despised minority on earth, because A, of their legitimate superiority, and B, because the Jews control the global monomedia that defines everybody to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that almost regardless of wherever we go on the planet, we know what we're going to see, because we know from our research, well, we know from our direct experience of TV, but we also know from our research that, say, MTV, for example, has deals with local providers, so that almost everything is shot full of Jew junk.
Yeah.
And it's sick and ghoulish looking, and has the same grabbing through the gonads approach, because you've got to reduce people to a slave state, you've got to get them fixated on genital-driven behavior and activity. And that's why everything is so hyper-sexualized, and innuendos, it's the common tongue,
right.
The common parlance. I mean, it's incredible how far it's advanced on TV. I mean, it's the defining feature of TV almost, apart from the passivity of the instrument. It's so sexualized.
Yeah.
And this is a way to get people's, you know, there's no private sphere, and get people, get them in motion. The better to knock them over.
Right.
Because once you go down that road, they know what the results will be. They're not idiots. They studied back under Edward Bernays, who was the relative of Freud, who claimed that he founded public relations, that they found that you could only twist people so far. I mean, you can't artificially create needs. It's not that simple, but what you can do is take their basic drives and associate them with your product, and in that way change people's behavior. And they learned this. This is the thing. We're already 100 years into this,
right.
Very nearly. I mean, they figured out, they induced us into World War I. They induced women to start smoking cigarettes, as one example. I think he ran them up and down Broadway in New York, had them smoking. Before that, women really didn't smoke much. They did the same thing with the marriage diamond. That's a story that a lot of white nationalist investigators might not have heard, is that the idea of giving someone a diamond when you got married is a creation of an advertising campaign.
Right, yeah.
And people are still essentially herd animals, and they do what they see others around them doing because it's safest. And it's not, there are biological reasons for that. It's not that we should necessarily look down on them as lemmings, but the fact is that they are to some extent lemmings, and they can be manipulated, and the ways to manipulate them have been reduced to a science decades ago. And so we are seeing the finest propaganda ever shown on earth, inducing us to believe, you know, that if Israel kills 30 people for every one that Hezbollah kills, then somehow the one side of the equation is the terrorist, you know, and the 30 or collateral damage.
Right.
And all reality is think of happy words bubbling around like ping pong balls, and then they're sucked into tubes, this specific number of tubes. And they're defined, numbered, and for each human, all human behavior is divided into X number of spheres for which X number of words are provided. And so everything becomes absolutely set, and this settedness serves an agenda. And so everything, I think, can never be, that's why journalism is so boring, because they aren't allowed to use unaccepted terms. They're never allowed to describe someone like me or Stan or anyone at VNN as anything other than a hater.
Right.
It's just not, you can't do that. It's not legitimate. There's no our point of view on race is inherently illegitimate.
Yeah.
Even if it was the view of the founders. That's what's so ironic about it. It's still illegitimate in America. It will never be treated fairly in the media, and that is because the media are controlled by forces that want, they're looking for one kind of a result.
Right.
And they know that this path will lead to that result, and that this path involves early sexualization of white kids. It involves turning white women over to niggers. It involves covering up white women raped by niggers. It involves hate crimes for white men who fight back against this state of affairs, even without usually understanding the greater picture. And it involves trying to knock sites off the web that are explaining all this to you. This is the horrible global predecessor of a global slave state that we live in.
Yes.
And that's not an exaggeration in any sense of the word.
Well, they'll never show our arguments in their articles.
Yeah. No, they really won't. I mean, they, you know, any kind of distinction is lost. What I said about Warman and them was an opinion, and they called it a death threat.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to somewhat watch what you say, because they will turn and use it against you.
Absolutely.
And so you have to be careful, but at the same time, you can't accept a diminution of your rights because of their lies.
That's right.
So you have to walk a line, and we do walk that line.
Right.
We walk it carefully, though.
Well, this Aryan Defense League, I mean, this is something that we could actually, you know, put together. I mean, Baby Cakes has already laid some groundwork.
Well, exactly. And, you hear me, I'm trying to act like a good manager or whatever. Hey, I don't have that kind of great talent. Like I said, I have limited talent. I'm one person. I happen to lack the gene for needing social approval, so I'm free to speak without worrying about any kind of consequence, you know, professional. I don't care about my fucking career like Sammy Francis. My career is, when I write a line that's funny, it better be fucking funny. If it's not funny, then I'm a failure. If it is funny, if it is true, then I'm a success. And I don't care. I know that I'm a success or failure on those. I know what the high standards are. I know whether or not I meet them. I don't care about any fucking other thing. That's the right attitude.
Right.
That's the attitude you're supposed to. It's not what kind of fucking house you live in or whatever. Do you have what it takes at the thing that you're supposed to be good at? Now, my point is, you have to do a million things. And what you constantly find when you get involved in white nationalism is it takes all kinds of things in you that you didn't think you were good at or whatever, but you have to do them because they're not being done, and they need to be done in order for us to advance. You see, if I were simply trying to be a writer, I would simply set up alexlinder.com, and I would do exactly what Fred Reed is doing. But I'm not doing that because I want to be part of something greater. But what that means is I do what I can, do the best I can. I try to spend the most time on stuff I'm best at, but what about people like you who have a background in working with computers or in music,
mm-hmm.
and are better at those? But we need, and we have other people who are good at technology helping us with ISP stuff, but what we also need is the organizational aspect of it. We need people who, it's not just female skills, but it's male skills of organization and outreach and concern, caring, all that kind of stuff. Now, when I start going off on that, it doesn't sound natural because my whole being is geared towards being hypercritical of what's going on, putting it in the funniest, most accurate terms I can. So that's how my mentality is directed. I can't suddenly switch and become Mr. Compassionate Caring. It sounds strange in my mouth.
Right.
So we need a full spectrum of white people.
Yes.
Each with his position in the thing, and together forming a self-protective unit, you see.
Right.
And don't let the name fool you. ADL is extremely aggressive. There's nothing defensive about it at all.
Right.
I mean, no one in America is criticizing the Jews outside of us. Everyone is kissing their ass like they're some kind of heroes. The Israeli embassy might as well be established in the same building as Fox News for all the time they're on there. You know, that's the reality. We have to build a counterforce and look at the people who are on top. Who is it? Jews? Which group? Well, you know, the ADL.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Israel's enforcement body in the U.S. Israel's facilitating body in the U.S. or the mafia outpost of the Israelis. And, we have to build a counter-organization specifically designed to neutralize our enemies, and the Jews and the ADL in particular are our enemy.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
And that means, you know, I can see what needs to be done, but I don't necessarily have the ability to build it by myself from scratch.
How can we begin to organize this?
Well, what we need are lawyers and managers who understand how best to design such a thing. We probably also need people to begin to move to certain areas, or at least establish units of a quasi-religious community dedicated to living to a certain code in their own area.
Right.
And this could be one of those areas here in northeastern Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have unemployment's lower than it's been. The jobs are not great, but it's still over 90% white.
Right.
And, you know, there's shit coming, definitely.
I would say it's very hard to try and pull something like that off here in New Jersey.
Yeah.
There's just too many forces against something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a location would play a big part.
It could be done different places. That's the thing about the internet. You can have the recipe. Other people can follow it. But probably building some kind of a, as I said, quasi-church, but at least having a code people can follow as individuals, as communities, as centers of white communal development. They got laws about selling your house and employment, whatever. Well, you can still buy up a bunch of land.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're free to determine who goes on that land.
Right.
And there's land is cheaper out here. Things are cheaper out here than they are in many places of the country.
Yes.
And, you know, I read some article, I think it was on VDare, about white areas are best. I mean, the Mexicans, there's about that family with 10 kids. She used a bunch of bootleg fertility drugs from Mexico and had about 10 kids. And the other, but her sisters had already moved to Kentucky, which is way better than California. They're moving from California to Kentucky for the civilization because in Kentucky, the cops still rule the street rather than the Mexican gangs. In Kentucky, people think like Americans rather than like Mexicans. You see, so the shit people are overrunning our country.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm talking about is very far from academic for many of you. Out here, you have a little bit of room. You have a little bit of breathing room and headroom. You can think. You're not totally overrun by fucking minorities like you are other places.
Yes.
And let's not even use minorities, Ron. They're the global majority. 92% of the world is these shit people who do nothing but feed on us. They bring nothing to our society. They simply degrade it and make it uglier in pretty much every possible way. While the Jews portray them on TV as these heroic uplifters and creators that, in actuality, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
Exactly.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
And it's not merely writing or media. We're not doing it to try to, you know, like some fucking Jew, be pure and sexual and develop a market and sell advertising like the libertarian faggots. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because this is what needs to be done. The revolutionaries in American history, this is what they would be doing today.
Right.
Because you can literally listen to this anywhere on the globe that's hooked up to the internet. But we need to get beyond that. We need to begin to form communities. But even before that, we can still form protective organizations just the way any other organization would, whether or not ZOG allows it in its laws. All that refers to is tax deductibility.
Mm-hmm.
We can still form organizations.
Right.
But we need good people. We essentially need people to take leadership, stop being scared, and help run things. And the one thing about white nationalist stuff, to use a name, we don't even have to use it, but people who want to live in a white nation, you know, white people related by values but birth and language. You know, we as Americans, we formed an American identity. And some of the Catholics sometimes deride it and say it's false and artificial, but it isn't.
No.
I mean, if white were an artificial identity, white people wouldn't move. You wouldn't see Poles and Irish and German and Lithuanian. You wouldn't see them moving away from niggers if white didn't mean something.
Right, exactly.
You know? You know, someone, if there's I mean, you're not going to see, well, my point is that it may not be as specific as an ethnic identity, but it is very, very much it is a real identity.
Yep.
As you will immediately recognize if you ever find yourself amid Mexicans or niggers. You ain't them and they ain't you. White is quite real. And so we have the instinctual basis for identification. And if white differences had been that horrible, America would never have been successful.
That's true.
It would have been a warring set of hostilities.
Yep.
But there was enough land and there was enough room, and although there were maybe ethnic differences, they may even have involved some violence from time to time. I mean, people were able to get along and intermix. Well, that's not true with niggers and Mexicans. Mm-hmm. All interbreeding and mixing with them does is drag the level down to the nigger level.
Right.
Where hip hop is the only thing that's real, and money and flash and glitz and loud noises is all that means anything to anybody.
Huh.
We don't want to live in a world with a bunch of banana eaters.
No.
Let these apes go back to the trees. We don't need them. That's the thing. We don't need them. We don't need Mexicans. We don't need blacks. We don't need Jews to tell us that we need them.
That's right.
We only need ourselves. And we don't need that many of ourselves. Now's the time to begin to coalesce into a nation. And first that takes an organizational form.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Jews did it with the Zionist movement. They had a conference. They met up. They decided stuff. And I'm not talking constitutional horse shit, okay? There's any number of forms of government we could live under happily. The point is to get a white nation, white territory for white people.
That's right.
As we define it. You know, the rest of that, you can have limited democracy. You can have representative republic. I tend to favor those things. But you can also have a dictatorship and a king. A hierarchy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter all that much as long as there are certain, as long as the character of the people in there is reasonably strong, you're going to be better off than you are in multiracial, democratic America. Quah. Fucking quack.
Yeah.
The quah is for a quack and for KwaZulu, where monkeys like Nelson Mandela dance around and sing about killing all the white people and then get Nobel Prizes for their efforts. You
yeah.
think about that, you don't think the Jews control the fucking press.
Yeah, really.
Oh, you know, I issued a death threat against some faggot up in Canada. Oh, well, Nelson Mandela, first of all, I didn't. Second of all, Mandela issued a death threat against all the white people in South Africa. And he's a fucking hero. And he did issue a death threat. He's thinking about it. We're going to kill them all.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you man monkey. And let me plug again. I'm plugging all these sites. Some of them don't even agree with our philosophy, but nevertheless, they have bits and pieces of information that are valuable, many of which are also quoted and cited on VNN. South Africa is crap at blogspot.com.
Mm.
Great site. It's got four or five horrific stories a day about crimes committed by niggers against the rump remnant of humanity.
Right.
Left in the new South Africa. He's got photos. I know he just added a bunch more to his other blog, The Death of Johannesburg. So become globally aware, white man, to use a leftist type cant. Act locally, but know globally. Globally, fact is, wherever whites become the minority, they're feasted on and killed.
Mm.
Because that's all coloreds know to do with anything.
Right.
And by knocking our voice off the airwaves and by passing laws that they call civil rights laws that seem to be, instead of liberating us, they seem to more restrict us
mm-hmm.
from doing things that they don't want us to do, principally including protecting ourselves. And the very point of civil rights is to prevent us from protecting ourselves and expose us, as they love to say, expose yourself to diversity. Well, that chick got the back of her pussy exposed to diversity. The four diversity monkeys raped her. And the Jew makes sure that story doesn't make it out. Yet the Jew will run literally hundreds of stories about some nigger whore accusing good white men of raping her at Duke.
Well,
you think these people aren't been in your genocide?
You
how would they act differently if they were? I mean, could it be any worse? You know?
Mm.
How could they run the media any differently if they were then on our genocide? For those, that itty-bitty minority of you that doesn't think they are, would they portray reality as exactly the reverse of what it is if they didn't want to wreck existing reality?
Yeah, really.
I mean, if reality ain't their friend, then, I mean, Jesus. That's kind of a scary proposition when someone says, I reject reality for my world of make-believe, and I'm going to force you to live in it. Whether you like it or not, even against your express wishes, voting, you can vote 100 times not to let Mexicans in. I don't care.
Mm.
I want America to be a shit bowl.
Ugh.
You know? And I want you to live right in the middle of it. And if you don't like that, I'm going to throw you in jail as a hate criminal. Special term I invented.
We have a phone caller coming in.
Diversity is hate. Tolerance is hate. It's all Laxism. It's all Jews who hate whites who want to destroy them and use coded neutral language to mask what they're doing.
Let's see if we can bring this caller in. We might get knocked off again, so be prepared.
In Coontown, four niggers hopped on a young white girl in Coontown.
Go away. You still there? Hello? Oh, Skype error. Let's drag Mr. Linder back in here. This stuff happens. Let's try this again. Ringing. You're live on VNNB.
Hello?
Yay, hey. We got disconnected.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I tried to bring that caller in and
I'm going to have to write some more lyrics to Coontown.
Yeah. I tried to bring that caller in and it dumped the Skype on me, so...
Oh, okay. Is the caller on?
No, what's going to happen is next time somebody calls, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
All right.
And actually disconnect you and bring you in on their call. That's the only way it works for some reason.
All right.
So
that's cool.
Be prepared.
I keep checking the news here to see if online to see if how the kikes are doing. They're having some kind of battle.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard 35 of them got whacked today.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard they did was they bust a move up north. I mean way in the north of Lebanon, and I'm not sure if they were trying to pull an Entebbe in some hospital where some leader of the opposition was. I wasn't sure if that was true or not true.
That's what I heard.
But anyway, they got in some kind of a firefight, and then some of them were claiming they were trapped, and others were claiming they weren't. I was hoping they got like 34 of them in a corner and just shot the fuck out of them.
I do believe 35 of them got nailed.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
That is great.
In one of the heaviest Hezbollah-controlled towns.
Dead Jews is good news.
Yes, it is.
That's one more Jew that won't be subjecting your daughter to a gang rape.
That's right. Speaking of which,
four niggers hopped on a young white girl in Coontown. She fought back and they called it hate in Coontown. Rape isn't even a capital crime. I'm going to write a handful more lyrics for that.
Yeah, right.
That is so outrageous.
Yeah, we'll record a new version.
In Coontown.
We have the technology.
we can send a man to the moon. We can record a song about a coon.
Better, stronger.
I heard a revised nigger joke on MTV once. It was one of their shows. I don't know what, but there was some kind of date. And the guy's like, what was it? It was something, but the punchline was, you hide his welfare check under his work boots. And he was talking about rednecks. They had taken the nigger joke and turned it into a redneck joke. So, you know, you see, there's a complete double standard there. And I feel like I'm saying something that's absolutely obvious. You would think the next question would be, well, where does that double standard come from? Who enforces it? How strongly is it enforced? Well, you see, when I got into the game...
Whoops. Hold on, Alex. Oh, wait a minute. I totally screwed that up. Hello, Alex. Sorry about that.
Oh.
I lost you there for a second.
Well, I was talking about the double standard on racial insults and how it obtains in Canada and the U.S. and how it's been in place for 50 years, at least. You know, they show... It's done by degree.
Yeah.
We got a caller?
We had a caller. I lost him.
In Coontown.
Caller, try again. I'm sorry. We're trying to work
out. Put down your watermelon. Dial back in. in Coontown. Four niggers hopped on a young white girl in Coontown. Wouldn't that be a good, like, Sinatra type song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe we could get Mr. Fabulous to
I eat scrambled eggs off a dirty whore in Coontown. Coontown, baby.
Yeah, we could do that. I know a couple big bands.
She fought back and they called it hate in Coontown. Hey, I heard there was rioting in St. Louis. There were some power outages. I never saw a damn thing about that. I think Steele mentioned it in one of his columns.
Yeah, there was...
He's like, you probably didn't know. I'm like, damn, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they had the power go down, and there was all kinds of mayhem and
damn.
New Orleansism, and yeah, it didn't even really make the news at all.
I didn't see... sometimes I see the... I see the paper after the fact, and I don't check it online, except sometimes.
They were just concentrating on New York.
Where was it in St. Louis?
I'm not exactly sure, but we have a caller. Let me try and take this, and I'll connect you right in, okay? Hello, caller. You're on VNNB.
It's Bud White.
Hey, Bud. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to bring Alex in on this call, too, so... What can we do you for?
Not much. How much work was it to get the site and everything back up? A lot of work, huh?
It's been a lot of work, yeah, and it's ongoing. It's ongoing.
Well, in the spirit of offering their services, I figured you and I got a plan. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Nachos and photo surveillance.
Nachos and photo surveillance.
We'll get together. I'm going to be on vacation soon. We'll get together one night and go out for dinner.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. On me.
There's plenty to see and
appreciation
the
for you.
Getting
VNN back up online so quick.
Awesome.
All right. That'd
be great. Yeah.
And we got to do
a little photo shooting there.
Friday afternoons, right? Friday or Saturday afternoons, right? That's when they're all out.
Yeah, we'll catch the beards and locks. Yeah.
Are those hate photos you're talking about?
No, they're love photos. We just want to show some of the diversity of Lakewood.
Lakewood. I don't think I've ever been to Lakewood.
We've got Bud White on the phone here with us.
Oh, hey, Bud.
How you doing, Alex?
All right. Doing all right.
All right.
Yeah, that's our plan.
Been in sweet Coontown dreams.
Yeah, we'll go out. My treat.
Oh, nice.
You're actually, I don't want to give out I'm going to guess you're somewhere down by the college off somewhere around 44, right?
Yeah, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line by about 20 minutes.
All right. I got an idea where you're at.
Yeah, so, I get the aircraft flying over my house for AC. So.
Oh, you're that far down. I didn't know you were that. Okay, all right. So Tom's River Lakewood's a little bit of a hike for you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's worth it. Yeah, we can meet up. Not a problem.
All right. Sounds good. And once you get the message board back up, we had some, I'm going to FTP you a media file, and then we had a couple other things we were thinking about.
Okay, cool.
And if I was going to say one thing tonight, I was just going to say it just seems that right now with what's going on with the Middle East and the Mel Gibson situation? You would think at this point, maybe some people might be waking up and saying, you know what, maybe we've had these Jewish people wrong all along. You know, when are these people going to wake up? It just seems like every day there's something that it just keeps... especially here, when you read the local papers, there's so much stuff going on in Lakewood.
Right.
Some big things, some little things, that there's always a story in the paper about them that, no, these are not your friends.
Right.
these are not the chosen people. And by and large, pretty much, you can expect what the stereotype dictates. And I'm just wondering, what's your guys' view on this? Especially with you know, is there anything getting through to people's heads with the internet as far as what's going on in the Middle East now?
I would say a salamander could come up with a better god to worship than a Jew. And yet all too many of these so-called humans can't. But Middle East, yeah, they're. I think they're hurting themselves by they're killing all these people, and they can lie about it day after day after day. But even on Fox News, a little bit of the photos get there. It's clear they want to just destroy all the property they can before the lines cross on their internal chart, where the damage, I think it already has, but where the damage is worse than whatever their game. They're not going to destroy Hezbollah. Hezbollah's only going to expose a limited portion of what it has and just keep receding. There's not much they can do except just keep destroying buildings. And Hezbollah just will pick its fights, and the minute they back off, Hezbollah will come right back in, like the ocean. Because the people support Hezbollah. The only way you get rid of something like that is if the people hate it and work with the authorities to get rid of it. Well, we haven't achieved that in Iraq. Well, it's probably 10 times worse over there in Lebanon. It's just these fucking preachers. You got to go to the preachers and knock them on the head and say, look, if you have political power, you say, look, your politics are going to change tomorrow. We're going to string you up. You've been lying for goddamn decades. You've screwed any number of people, gotten any number of people killed. You know you're preaching a bogus version of the Bible. Well, that may be a little redundant, but you're treating a Jew agenda pushing bogus version of the Bible, and it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. And they're weak people, those Christians, and they're simply bought by stronger forces and told to toe the line, and they sense what's in their interest, and they do it. That simple. And the bunch of moronic Christians will go along with whatever they're told to. That's how they're built. Sheep are for shearing. You know. Can you really, how angry can you get at people who operate them when they're meant to be operated? If they're smarter than that, they would have evolved away from it. That's the other side of the racialist sword, you see. It's very touch and go. I mean, you have, okay, whites let Jews in because we're on the one hand, what we want to protect is what exposes us to threats. We're more individuated, right? We're more toward each man his own private, separate species. Whereas the less individuated ones have a better group feeling. So we have to overcome that by employing our intelligence in a certain direction in order to make us understand what maybe we don't feel the way other groups do, and understand how the Jews have helped exaggerate that natural differential through their media. So that's where we are. But, you know, all those people, I believe they would turn around. They're like women. They would turn around pretty much overnight if you started pumping our stuff through the TV. Just as the Jew believes you can take over a Muslim area and start pumping out porn, and pretty soon you'll have them a bunch of MTV idiots. We believe we take over TV and start pumping out the Jews are the cause of all these wars. Everybody will believe it in 2 days. I totally believe that. I don't think people have solid or fixed beliefs at all. Tell me what to believe so I can believe it. Go on with getting high, getting more money, you know, getting more sex. That's
yeah,
where we are right now.
I'm sure you've seen in pop culture where you'll see some young kids, or you see sometimes in guys in bands, they'll have on a, what was the guy, Che Guevara.
Yeah.
And you're taking communism, and you're making it cool.
Sure they are.
And I actually had a thought about that today, about maybe somebody over the next week or so coming up with a T-shirt with a picture of Mel Gibson on it and saying something like, you know, some, you know,
give him hell, Mel.
Cool, you know, something with a pro-white message, hero or something, I don't know.
Yeah, they're... You could definitely take his war comment and wear that out and cause a few eyebrows to lift. Just like those 911 shirts where they show is Israel, you know, they show the plane crash in the building that says, is Israel worth it? Go ahead, get one of those and wear it around. You're not going to offend that many people. Some people maybe, but if you don't have the, if people don't have the balls to defend their own freedom, then they're not going to be free. Someone's going to buy them and operate them.
I agree with the sentiments tonight. I believe one of the callers mentioned, and I know Alex mentioned as well, you're set for life. He's probably got 50 to 100 to $150 million. His children, probably his grandchildren, will never want for anything in this world. He's financially set. Why are you worried? They can't touch him.
Exactly.
You know, he's not some struggling actor who's just starting out in the business. He's accomplished, you know, and he's, all right, granted, he's not, you know, he's, I think he's, I saw something today, I believe he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah, he did have, at this point, he still, I think the career is over with, but, you know, he did have some time left in him. But, again, he's financially set, and he caved.
His career is not over with. He has his own production company. He'll make more movies. But, I mean, I think he feels some, the Catholics teach you each person's an individual and they feel guilt when their heart conflicts with their head. Their head tells them, look, these people cannot be mixed without destroying the superior one. And then their Catholic idea that everyone's an individual with an individual soul. We have to treat them that way. Those are conflicting views. You see, and that's—I think there's probably something like that working. So he's thinking he knows from his dad that Jews are scum, but on the other hand, he may have worked with a lot of Jews, and maybe he likes some of them. He knows, well, some of them are okay; they're not that bad. It's not—it's partly their culture. Maybe they can be safe. And those two ideas and a hell of a lot of booze are running through his head, and that probably explains how he feels and why it came out under those circumstances. But we got to be more clear-headed and say, look, you know, hey, there could be a Jew who's fine. I mean, there could be a nigger who's fine. But, I mean, the fact is that species can't occupy the same area. The one drives out the other. I don't intend to be driven out while being told it's for my own good and how noble it is and what a shithead hater I am. Fuck you. I'm not crippled by my fear of being, oh, I'm evil in a more, oh, because you say so, huh, you stupid little faggot. I don't care what these idiots say, whether it's the Jebusistas or the faggots running the colleges, the three-name wasp assholes who front these colleges and do what the Jews tell them, or the kikes proper. I don't care. I don't think I'm such a bad guy. You know, you have to have a degree of ego. Fuck you. You know, who the fuck are these people telling us we're haters?
Yeah.
Fuck them. I'm not on the side of the four niggers raping a special needs white girl. They are. They're siding with niggers who are raping retarded white girls.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people the people who call themselves good and moral are on. So, but see, Gibson, I suspect he feels about like I said. But
well, he's got some other things going on too. I mean, he's got a contract with ABC Disney to produce some stuff, which I'm not sure what legal proceedings would come up. You know, I don't think
that's
a contract or anything, but, you know, he's...
I saw something on the internet today. They're pulling that.
Yeah?
They're canceling that on him, yeah.
So why would he even want to do that anyway? I mean, come on.
See, the thing is, though, they can financially rape him to the point of where he will have nothing.
No, I doubt that. I doubt that.
I don't know.
Because he must have made a bundle off of...
Sure,
off cash, and what are they going to do?
How do you hide it and protect it, you know, when you've got all these people coming at you now to take it away from you?
Well, he's got enough money. I would say he's got enough to at least buy people to fuck people up if it ever came to that.
Oh, sure.
They're not going to be able to. They might be able to fuck him with some IRS stuff or whatever, but they're not going to be able to substantially. They might even be able to prevent him from making money in the future, but he's got enough now. And what do they get? They already tried that with passion, and it didn't work. I mean, if you have, you know, if you're putting tens of millions of dollars into something, you're gonna get some people who are willing to work with you a little bit. I mean, you don't have a problem with an ISP. You go buy the fucking ISP.
Right.
You know, you buy the backbone of the damn internet when you have that much money. So,
yeah.
I mean, he might lose some stuff, and maybe, I don't know. Maybe if you have, you know, he's got to have 100 million by now if that thing made a billion, and maybe he's the next 10 million matters that much that he would curb what he says. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine being in his circumstance.
It's amazing the smear tactics that have just enveloped him since this thing happened.
Well, but let's make an important point here. The reason that they enveloped him is because he didn't stand behind his own words.
Right.
He could have said, I hate, just like I wrote, I hate Jews. Jews hate Christians. And he's a fucking actor. I'm not an actor. That's how you do it. Jews hate Christians. You know, I'm not going to get any money from the Jews to fund my... I didn't get any fucking money last time, and I only came up with a $1 billion movie there. Maybe I fucking know what I'm doing. You know, he could fucking run with that any number. Hey, fuck you. You know, I can prove they started fucking World War One and World War II. You, that's not your opinion. Who the fuck are you? I don't care. Fuck off. And you fucking paparazzis and you media assholes, fuck you. You're all afraid of the Jews.
Hey,
go fuck yourself. You don't think I can find actors willing to work in my movies? I don't need people to distribute. I prove that with passion.
Yeah.
All right? I'm making the money about the real Holocaust that was perpetrated by Jews. You don't like that? You're not going to run it in your little ABC? Well, I have alternative distribution channels.
Right.
What are you going to do about it?
Bud, did you have... See,
they're just so used to giving people shit that they've forgotten that, you know, we can shit on them. And we should be shitting on them regularly.
Yeah.
What was the question, Stan?
Did you happen to see Rabbi Shmuley Boteach this evening on what was it?
You know, I got to tell you something. I've never seen the show. I'm sure it's something sickening. But I do want to say one thing. I actually said a statement one time attributed to him. I actually agreed with him. He pointed out, is Trump, I don't even know, is Trump a Jew? Is he?
Who, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
No, he's not a Jew. But he got his backing from Jews. That's how he got into the game. Mm-hmm. But he is not a Jew. No, he's Swedish Lutheran.
Mm. He made a comment one time, this rabbi. He said something about this is with the Martha Stewart thing, and she got her own show, and Trump got his own show. And he basically said, here we are with the society, and we worship this woman who, she was she was a convicted criminal at that point. And here's a guy who's making a buck his life, you know, I think he called him something, you know, this womanizing guy who only worships a dollar. But part of me agreed with that, and part of me said, well, what is the Jewish MO?
Yeah, right.
You know, and anybody who, you know, we all have this perception of blacks, which is accurate, constantly chasing after women, constantly looking to nail, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, from what I've seen, Jews are just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the married ones, they relentlessly chase after women.
Oh, they sure do.
The only one who thinks that they're these moral creatures that they value their family or that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting point. I have not ever really dealt with too many married Jews in that sort of, as I'm sure you've seen if you're back east. As I'm assuming, maybe you're not back east. I don't know, but.
The men are very slick. They're very manipulative, and oftentimes they're always going to have, especially the successful ones. They always have a fling lady on the side.
Oh yeah.
And they're notorious being very very aggressive with flirting with women. Married woman wearing a ring doesn't mean anything to them. They're as bad as blacks, really.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think the only difference would be is when a black does that, he'll walk out on the family. He'll go run off with the fling lady, and now you've got this, you know, not that they had a chance to begin with, But now you've got mom taking care of the kids and grandma. When you go stand on, Alex, you probably heard of it.
Uh-huh.
If you ever go to this amusement park in New Jersey, Flag State Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
And you go there, always see mom, and grandma is always with, grandma and the mom are always with the kids. You go there and you see a black family. You never, ever, ever see anybody resembling a father.
Right.
It's
it's not like on TV, huh?
Nope.
No. It's not reading Architectural Digest. She can read it all.
Yeah.
It's reality versus perceived reality.
Right.
Versus televised irreality. Yeah, you're right.
You know, and this is an incredibly valid point. It's, you know, stop showing me these commercials where they're well-spoken, they're educated, they're lawyers, they're show me the reality of what the true situation is.
Yep.
Which is, there's always a chronic excuse for them underachieving. And there's a small part of me, very small part of me, I don't condone their behavior. I don't want them here. I don't want to live around them. And, you know, but I feel sorry for them in a way. I do, because I think deep down, on some level, they all know they're not equal to us.
Straight out of Low Cash, a crazy young brother named Gusto. Yeah, you're right. I think they do. And I think that's what drives their hate.
Yep.
Yeah. Soberman said that at points. Like they know we're superior. That's the basis of the hate these minorities have for us.
Yep.
That's why they hate the white girls, because they're more attractive.
And on every ad and every commercial?
On Nick Cam.
The Shegress always has, like, this huge troll mop of hair. And she's always, you know, groovy and footloose and fancy.
She's reading her
and, you know,
Architectural Digest,
yeah, right,
in Coontown.
It's like, oh, and then you actually look around.
Negroes.
They're usually like 300 pounds of heavenly joy stuffed into lacra.
In Coontown.
You know, standing on a street corner waiting for the bus. Snapping gum.
She'd be blueprinting and shit, man.
We got to capture a couple of those, too.
She's designing a gazebo. Hold an 800-pound woman. See a motherfucker.
Oh,
there was a story. I'll make this quick. There was a story on, I think, ABC.com a couple of weeks ago. There's some type of website, and apparently I think it's been featured on Oprah.
Mm.
There's a website, and it's called something like don'tdatehimgirl.com. And it's a place for women to go, and if they know of a guy that is a user or he's bad news and women should stay away from him, they can go up there and post a picture of this guy and say whatever they want about him and say, you know, all these things. And the reason why it made the mainstream news is there was a black attorney who got his picture put up there by some woman, and she apparently, after they finished their relationship, she wasn't too thrilled about, you know, and so his picture went up there, which I'm sure some, you know, unsavory comments. And I found the link for the site on ABC.com, and I went to it. And no lie, every single story that was like a picture of a black guy, every single story just about said the following things. One of them was, and it was sad, but it was shocking. Every single one of them said he has three kids, but he only claims two. Or they'll say he's the father of four children, but he says he only has two. And I'm thinking, you know, what kind of people are these that have kids that just don't?
Ah, there's the catch. There's the operative word, people.
Yeah, you're right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's merely convention that we call them people and fellow members of the human sapiens community.
I stand corrected.
No, I wasn't correcting you. I was just making a joke, a small joke.
It's true.
But
it's true.
I'm surprised that site. Yeah, you wouldn't think that would last very long legally, man. If you start publishing stuff about You'd think that people would hop on there and start spreading lies.
Well, yeah, that's like slander. Yeah.
But.
Very interesting.
Well, the internet.
He's only got,
you know,
got seven bastards, not four.
I mean, we're. You guys are finding out the internet is the wild, wild west. And you want free speech? No, we can't have free speech. You want porn? You can have all the porn you want. You want somebody to say the truth? No. We can't have anybody saying the truth. You guys got to go.
Yeah, these guys are funny. You see, like, I think it's CNN. I don't think it's Fox that has an internet special. And they'll hear some, you know, online shots from, they had a couple of people in Beirut who were putting video on the web, and of course, you know, of course these are websites, and you just can't, you don't know about any information that you read on the web. It might not be true, you know, as opposed to CNN filtered information, which is, you know, what can you say? These kikes are the ones who hushed up the truth about what their brother kikes did in Russia with a lot of Jewish American money that resulted in the death of literally millions and millions and millions of Ukrainians and Eastern Europeans. Never covered it in the New York Times. New York Times, it wasn't happening. You know, so the conventional media is ain't exactly reliable itself. But they love to insult the internet. You know, like you can't, well, you can get a lot more diverse opinion on the internet than anywhere else, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And TV is, it can't really be that deep. It just isn't the medium for it. I mean, you can learn more in one article about, like, the background of Hezbollah than you can from, I mean, weeks of TV news. It's just the nature of it. It can't really cover stuff. And it doesn't even do the stuff it can do well. Because, you know, they still, you know, the Jews blow stuff up and they don't show it. They just show part of a side of a building. They don't show you the kids and the gruesome stuff you see on the internet.
Right.
But they lovingly linger over the bottle rockets that are being fired at Israel.
Oh, like that CNN piece that I pulled up this evening in the beginning of the broadcast. You had this dykey-looking spokeswoman for Israel going head-to-head with a very intelligent, blonde British newscaster at CNN. And she's saying, oh, well, we feel very, very sorry and apologize deeply for, you know, the unintended deaths of women and children.
Yeah.
In, what is it, Canaan or however you pronounce that, Q-A-N-A.
Kana or Kwana or something.
And, you know, and then the British babe is like, yeah, well, you know, you're essentially being pocked with what amounts to bottle rockets, you know, and nobody's really getting killed or injured. And meanwhile, you're lobbing, you know, everything from phosphorus to, you know, depleted uranium at these people and killing them left and right. And how do you justify that? And this dyke, it just bounces off of her, and she goes on to, you know, sideswipe the whole issue with some other statement. And
yeah,
I want to post that on the blog. I'm going to hand you that link so you can put that up.
What does Alex say all the time? They'll never argue facts.
Yeah, never.
No, the facts aren't on their side.
Yep.
They smearing is what it's all they do. Mm-hmm. All they do is invent.
They'll never argue the issue.
Nope.
You can't.
Not in their interest. Nope. I mean, people interested in argue wouldn't come up with something like hate speech.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They wouldn't call anyone who fights back against them terrorists.
And I wanted to thank you guys. You keep pointing out, and I did visit. What is it? Why South Africa is crap? Blogspot.
Yeah.
South Africa is crap. Blogspot.com.
Yeah, I think he added the Y to the title, but I think it's just South Africa is crap. Blogspot.com.
Well, I read that wrong. That's the title of the page. The actual.
He changed
address.
The title, though. It was just South Africa is crap. Then he changed it to Why South Africa is crap.
Yeah,
I
that's
believe,
what it currently is.
I believe. But, see some
story
stuff
on there today. Apparently, Nog's down there fixing a car is beyond them. Surprise, surprise. I don't know if anybody who would let, honestly, you know, I don't know how anybody with half a brain who would let a nigger fix their car.
Hell no.
But I also remember hearing a couple years ago, and I thought it was funny how it, the truth is revealed sometimes in sources you wouldn't necessarily expect. And I saw something on the internet that was like, the rate of accidents and mechanical failures on jet airplanes for African Airlines was something like 3,000% higher than all other major carriers. And I was looking at that, and I was saying to myself, what logical person wouldn't draw the conclusion that a nigger is just too goddamn stupid to maintain the safety of an airplane?
God, yeah.
Dude, but Air Nigger has the very best deals from Nairobi to Joburg. $29 a round trip, and there's a 1 in 2 chance you'll make it there.
Well, that bit me in the ass.
No, but man, imagine if they had niggers believe that fixing planes is acting, quote, acting white.
They've been banned from...
they've duct taped that motherfucker.
They've been banned from European and... Asian Airways, they will not allow their aircraft into that airspace at all.
Because they're unsafe?
Yep.
Niggers are unsafe at any altitude.
Yes.
I can picture a jet coming down the runway and the landing gear being taped up with duct tape.
What was that one movie they did with Air? What was that, Stan?
What, Airplane?
I thought Snoop Doggy Dogg was on that movie.
Oh,
that fucking,
yeah. What the hell was that?
That was no joke. That was a documentary.
Yeah, right?
What was that fucking... It was Pimp Plane or some stupid thing like that, but...
Yeah.
What kind of affirmative action they have in... They couldn't even pull that off. There surely can't be affirmative action for pilots.
Oh, hell no.
I'm sure there probably is, but... But, you know, I've written before. I don't know if I said it on the air, but maybe you see me write it about that... A nigger pilot who, I don't know if washed out is the right technical term, but he was so incompetent that I believe it was the Navy fired him. He got a job working for FedEx and was still fucking up. And he ended up, he was so pissed, FedEx, he was on a deadhead, like he was getting a free flight back to their headquarters, I think in Nashville or something. He tried to commandeer the flight from two whites. He started beating the captain and the first mate or the pilot, the junior pilot over the head, and they had a real total fight. He was going to seize control of the plane and suicide bomb the FedEx headquarters. And no one's ever heard of that.
Really?
But, I mean, what a tremendous movie that would make.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hollywood's, there's no good ideas. What you're seeing on the screen is the very best we can come up with. So, yeah, if you really had to read the scripts, you would see that I'm not joking. It really is. That's the one affirmative action pilot I'm aware of, apart from the women who kept crashing into the decks of the ships.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Like Holt Green and what have you. But
oh, yeah.
This country's a goddamn joke, and it has been for a long time.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean you hate America. You hate America. It's not American that I hate. It's you kikes and the colors you rode in on.
Yep.
That are fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to fly Air Nigger.
And if you pay attention close enough, you'll see where anything that involves them and the media, where they don't live up to this stereotype. I don't watch the show. I mean, I stay on top of Yahoo, the news page, and MSN. Wasn't there one, the story got crushed with the one actor from, I think it was Desperate Housewives. Didn't he, under very mysterious circumstances for quote-unquote inappropriate behavior, and that news story came and went. No explanation, no nothing about it.
Who was
the black actor on the show?
Huh. I never seen that.
Nobody, you know, as soon as they don't rise to this, they're smart, and they go to college, and they act normally, and they're not prone to violence. And when you're near them, you're not in danger, you know. Well.
Here's another story about a black on TV that I read. I haven't read the follow-up to this, but a baseball analyst on ESPN, Harold Reynolds, apparently was molesting or date raping or some other bullshit Jewish construct. One of the female reporters, I believe, was a Jew. I can't think of her name, but yeah, they fired him. The funny part was, he had been a baseball analyst for years, and he couldn't fucking speak English, could not enunciate at all. And I mean, you would think that how can you be in the air on the biggest sports channel in the world and you literally cannot pronounce consonants?
Oh my!
How can you do that?
Heba mamba.
I mean, even the fact that you're, you know, there's all kinds of former pro athletes who want to be in the air big time. I'm not even saying he's necessarily a bad analyst, but just apart from that, if you can't understand someone, how the fuck can you have him on the air?
Yeah, exactly.
And even in that situation, just like OJ, they can't control themselves. At least he went after a Jew, apparently. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil his character.
I don't follow sports that much, but does Shaq have a degree?
Dude, he's a criminologist.
Did he graduate from the school?
He's a criminologist. He's a student of the crime, man. He'd done like riding with some of the local cops.
In the back of the car.
He affected that little faggy little like.
Yeah, because I can't fucking understand a word that guy says.
Yeah, well,
you know, that's another one.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
If an eggplant would talk, it would say,
"Leave me, for Christ's sake!
Leave me alone."
Either that or sound like Whoopi Goldberg.
Go away! What does Whoopi sound like?
Oh.
She sounds like...
Oh, forget it. I don't even want to talk about that. She's an eggplant head.
She is one ugly lipped nigger.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a new show coming out, too, or a movie or something with some white chick. Coming out next week.
In Coontown.
Oh, yeah, it's got, what's her name? The chick that plays the daughter on The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, I never seen The Sopranos. I saw him one time, I believe.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
I hear it's a pretty good show.
It's a good show. I like it. Shows what like.
There's just not much good out there. You know, I watch movies from time to time. I'll get four or five movies and watch them. I haven't done that in a long time, but
yeah.
They are not capable of making movies as good as they could even 20 years ago.
Oh, I know.
Because I see them trying to do exactly the same thing, and it's just so... It's like watching a float in the Pasadena Rose Bowl parade where half the flowers have been blown off. You just see the chicken wire.
Yeah.
You see what they're trying to do, but they're not even as good as they were in the 20s. They can't do a simple high school type comedy. It's just complete sex obscenity.
Well, if anything, it's just a commercial anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just product placement. What was it? I was watching that that movie about with Bruce Willis and shit. They go up on that asteroid to try and blow it up before it hits the Earth. What was that? It was a big movie.
I'm not sure.
I'll take a stab. Armageddon?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, and all it was one big commercial, basically, for, you know, America and for, you know, and it was full of multicultural, you know.
So was Independence Day. Remember that?
Yeah.
Same type thing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, the nigger and the Jew are going to save us from the insect people, alien invaders.
Rah, rah, rah.
This guy.
Well, the Jews are getting upset because with TV, with these TiVos and these DVRs where you set the timer, the Jews are getting upset because what are people doing? You're watching it later and you're fast-forwarding through all the commercials.
That's it.
And they're watching it less, too, because they're skipping the commercials and they're going to the Internet, too, especially the
white
males, man. Yep. Fucking the Internet's pretty interesting, some of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Sure as hell is most of the syndicated stuff is not very good.
No.
Bland. No. But
you mentioned before, you said something about a good Jew. Well, I won't say he's a good Jew, but listen to the irony of this. The BitTorrent protocol, which people is familiar with what it is,
right,
which people use to steal movies on the Internet,
right,
which I'm sure the Jews in Hollywood are dying over, is a Jew who makes the program and gives it out for free on the Internet.
Yep.
So here's this Jew who is not charging anything for this program, which the only thing people use this program for is to steal movies.
That's right.
And, you know, the irony is not lost on me there.
Yeah, they set up...
Well, I never used it, but use the master's tools to destroy the master's house.
That's
some of that leftist grad school type bilge. But, yeah.
Well, this is one.
Hey, I'm not claiming Jews never invented anything. I'm claiming that a lot of times their claimed inventions are stolen.
And who they steal them from.
Well...
And who do they sell them to?
Look at all the technology that they got the movie started with. They were fucking around with Edison and with Disney. They stole Disney creations.
Yep.
That's why he didn't like them. They don't tell you that part.
Here's what about Klaus Fuchs?
Times. What's that?
What about Klaus Fuchs?
What did he do? He turned over nuclear secrets.
He turned over the, he put the Russians...
Yeah.
I've heard that people have estimated that he jump-started their nuclear capability by 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, well, hey, that's turned around and bit him in the ass, because now, if anywhere in the white world, they have less control than they've had before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God Russia has nuclear weapons, or there wouldn't be anything stopping the kikes running our country from taking over the world.
And now they're helping Iran.
Russia could still stand in there and go, you know what, fuck you, boom, you're gone.
Yep.
And they might get notice of it, but thank God there's something that's a little bit... What did he meant with Hamas? Putin did, I believe.
Yeah.
And he would not go to the Wailing Wall and put on the loser's cap.
Yeah.
God, how anyone with any self-respect could put one of those disgusting...
The frisbee.
...doilies on their head to walk around. You look at yourself in the mirror after you've degraded yourself.
Hey, Bud, you think we should go undercover? On Friday?
It's going to be too damn hot for that.
Yeah.
What are you saying? The hats and the black cup?
Yeah, the beards, the whole works, man.
You know, I started shooting some pictures, and when I was in the truck, I was like, with the way this town is, you could go to any town USA, and you could get out of your vehicle and walk up to a traffic intersection or shoot people from a distance or, you know, try to, you know, shoot a street scene, and nobody probably would give you a hard time.
That's right.
And walking around there, I thought with how paranoid these people are, that somebody's going to call the cops and be like, there's a man out in the street shooting pictures. I want him arrested or questioned. And the way they control that town, because they are paranoid over there, and a lot of people, it's been mentioned in the papers up here that the security around Lakewood, you know, with the terrorism because of, you know, the anti-Israeli sentiments and the Islamics and their views, that, you know, they are worried in Lakewood. At some point, they are worried that, you know, Muslim extremists would consider Lakewood a target.
Yep.
Much the way certain sections of Brooklyn would be considered.
Sure.
So I was thinking about it. I did get a couple photos. It's really, it's either walk around without the vehicle, or a two-man job, just do a drive around and, you know, get out to a certain intersection, and if there's a bunch of them with the Mexicans standing out on the corner waiting for the, you know, the work truck, that'd be a great shot. Put them up on the board and be like, hey, here's your future coming right at you.
Yep.
They're hiring illegal aliens?
Sure.
These kikes up in Lakewood? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Diversity making America great.
I have heard and I have seen that they will hire, they'll hire illegals. I've seen them, you know, you'll see the get over at Home Depot and, you know, we'll have the badged up in Power Wagon and he's got Jose carrying out sheetrock out to his car. I guess, you know, the one thing they do over there is just like a stupid little thing, but it's just they all do it because they all have 7, 8, 9, 10 kids each.
Yep.
They'll buy some small 3-bedroom home, and then there's no garage, or they always convert the garage into living space, and they'll take this little ranch and they'll build the house to the outer edges of the property because they have like 9 or 10 kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's that's one thing, you know. They are doing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all over Europe and the United States, that's one thing whites, we've, you know, I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start replenishing ourselves. And
you got a bunch of kids?
I got two.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so, you know, I regret not having more. But I did my fair share, you know.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. I mean, if we're not going to have kids, then why are we doing this?
Right.
I mean,
you know,
why not call yourself off and
live privately and just sneer at the stupidity. But your kids,
you know, and unfortunately, it's the point now where, you know, you want your kids to go to public school and you want them to be all white. Well, you can, you know, move to a town that I live in and pay $14,000 a year on property taxes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the only way to pull it off, because basically, I do revel in and say basically, you know what, you can't afford the price of admission.
See, no, I can, and that's why.
No, I didn't mean, you know, I meant some common street nigger.
But a lot of whites too, and that's why, you know, there's different in the rural U.S. and different places. There are still places where it's reasonably cheap. Of course, you may have less opportunities and other things, but one of those is less exposure to colored scum that there's obviously a lot of in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if we're not going to have if there's not a, that's the one thing about Nazi Germany. There were a whole bunch of kids. The Germans were having all kinds of kids. Now they're not having any.
Mm-hmm.
If they're so happy and liberated, how come they're not breeding and having more kids? Because they don't see a good future there.
Right.
And their laws prevent them from describing the problem.
Yeah.
So it's urgent that we do something about it.
And anytime you have a situation now where you have a decent quality of life, you have a decent area, and whites find out about it, and whites start to go there, and the property taxes are low, and they have good schools, and it's cheap to live out there, who's running right behind them?
Yep.
As soon as there's a decent area, they come running too.
Yeah.
And it's, you're right, it is a shame. I mean, they're, you know, it's not cheap, but you basically have to isolate yourself in an area that they simply can't afford to go to. Or otherwise, if you can't, you're not in that situation, well, you know, your kid's going to get harassed and beat up constantly and be subjected to nigger hip-hop culture. That's the end result.
And that shit is just, I mean, it's out here. It's out here a lot more than, maybe I'm naive in thinking people don't realize that. How could they not? I mean, whenever you go anywhere, that's just what it is. That's the default culture in America today is hip fucking slop.
Yep.
I fucking hate that stuff.
Yeah.
They play that in the fucking country bars we have around here that aren't burned down.
Gross.
And they're almost accustoming like the lower white working class or rural class to that kind of shit, like it's completely normal, even desirable.
Yeah.
This is how strongly humans can be conditioned.
It's like that wedding I did this weekend. We had to spin some tunes in between the band, and most of the requests were for that nigger cowboy rap country thing.
You gotta be fucking kidding. Big and Rich? Shit.
Yeah.
The one who was on their album?
And I'm talking about...
what did NBF call him? Kenny and the Bitch or something like that?
I'm talking about mostly 40-something people at this
thing.
And they want to do this... this electric slide thing or whatever version of this nigger's cowboy.
There's like a handful of songs they always play almost no matter. See, we had one good place out here that actually would play country, and one time that dude was, I don't know why I put that jigaboo bullshit on there in the first place when the record fucked up when he was playing it, but that was years ago, and then that place burned down, and now they got one that's you would think would be country, but it's not.
No.
I never go fucking out anymore anyway, but,
yeah.
You know, every once in a while you like to go out to, I like those, like, honky-tonk type places. I like country, but
yeah.
Even if they play non-nigger shit, it's still Tim McGraw crap that's all paint by numbers.
Right.
God, dude, this country's gone so fucking plastic. There's a lot of truth in that. It's just the leftists don't follow through and find out the why of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you write a song in which a woman is a complete cunt and make it a top 10 hit anymore? Because women aren't complete cunts sometimes? No, some of them still are. Mm-hmm. You write a song about a guy being a complete dickhead, that's fine. They've amputated the human experience and made it so, you know, everything's got to play in, man. The guy's got to be enthralled in the woman, so the woman can never be wrong. So whatever women think feel is completely justified. And you can't even write a country song against that. Who's writing the country songs anyway? Oh, Joe Rosen, he used to be with an alternative band in Portland, but, it wasn't going so good. He moved to Nashville now. He works on a writing team.
Yeah, right.
Turn out hits for Tim McGraw.
Joe Rosen.
Tim McGraw, yeah. Well, wouldn't it be cool if Tim McGraw teamed up with Nelly?
Oh, God.
You know, and wrote like a song? He had cross-cultural appeal. Wow, man. And that's the mentality of this fucked up country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to interrupt for a second. We've all seen this commercial you're mentioning about, you said something about writing a song about a woman that is a cunt.
Town.
And if you've seen this Las Vegas commercial, I'm sure you've seen it with, I guess it's a couple, they're about to be married, they're both white.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial implies that they imply in a like this sarcastic kind of way, this underhanded kind of way that she went out and hoarded up out there before she married, or she's about to marry this, you know, her mm-hmm. husband.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching this and I'm saying, how quickly would a company go under if you came up with an ad campaign implying that, hey, young man, you're about to be married, why don't you go out and go stick it to a bunch of women and have cheap anonymous sex out in Las Vegas? All right, but you have this commercial with this girl, and there's like this double entendre where, she says, oh, yeah, we got kind of wild, we went shopping, but the implication is she went out there and she hoarded up while she was out there. Yeah, this is acceptable.
They got conflicting. Sometimes their memes conflict a little, but they want everyone pretty much to be whorish, and that whole Las Vegas would have its here stays here, you know. Convince the idiots that hey, we're back on for sex. We're not just a family place anymore. Like, they were pushing how Vegas was all a big family location a few years ago, not just for gambling. Now they're back to pushing come here and whore around and gamble and drink and do whatever. And no one will know. It'll stay. It's our little secret. But I mean, like in country music, I mean, they can't. Country music is supposed to be. It was in the past more sad or dealing with more reflective things. In addition to, now it's all just super positive girl power, kick ass type songs. But, you know, sad or reflective, or at least mature adult, something you would be less likely to appreciate until you were at least, you know, had a few experiences in life. But I'm saying it just. You couldn't write a song, maybe cunt's the wrong word, but a song in which the woman was the one who is wrong or bad or evil or fucked up the relationship. They just don't, that stuff is eliminated. It's always a guy who, he was working too hard and he didn't care about the woman. And that can only be partly because women buy a lot of the country stuff. But there's so many of these artists who, and I've been listening to kid music the last year, not country at all, but there's so many of these songs that are completely targeted to women and how their feelings are always right, and it's essentially Color by Numbers sentimental bilge, most of it. It doesn't recognize that it goes both ways. Men can be bad, women can be bad too, though. And you can't. It's socialist realism, like they said in the old Soviet Union. Reality. They want reality to be the way they want it rather than the way it is, and they force all art to reflect that, because ultimately whatever you hear is coming through a very narrow corporate slot. Corporate's not the operative word. Jew is the operative word. You know?
And they want us out. They want us out. They want us off this earth as soon as possible.
And what they can't co-opt, they neutralize. So like most country doesn't concern race, but they make sure that there's no David Allen Coe stuff that's getting out there. And if there is, it's pushing their multicultural line. And then they subtly, degree by degree, just as they did in the movies, they feather in their memes through groups like that are artificially constructed, like Big and Rich, that incorporate, you know, a Negro cowboy rapping and even a Mexican on there. Oh, so country can be multicultural too. Just like, you know, there's other groups that are, the counterexample would be white rural groups doing rap. There's been some of that. So they try to blend it all together. That's Jews, breaking down barriers between things and claiming it makes everything better when it just screws everything up. And no one's allowed to resist. Because if honest resistance, just like in verbal debate, were allowed, they would lose. They don't have anything to stand on. Big and Rich ain't country. It's country-flavored. Country-flavored, same old crap we always get from every Semitic source. Whether it's a movie, whether it's country music, whether it's a book. I just read some stupid crime novel, and guess who the bad guy is? It looks like it's the nigger. Somebody shot the local civil rights lawyer. Who's the bad guy? Is it, you know, they want to blame it on the LAPD, and sure enough, yeah, one of them did it, but the ultimate bad guy is a white guy who, not the OJ type who's guilty. The nigger was essentially framed. The bad guy in the mass fiction stuff that millions of people read is the white racist who owns a bunch of car lots who is raping his own daughter, a child molester. And it's the same way no matter which aspect of the mass media you touch, exactly, I mean down to the goddamn letter, same stereotypes that are complete flipping of reality. And they call this a free country. I guess that's the ultimate flip, huh?
It ain't free anymore, as unfortunately VNN recently found out.
Yeah, you're free to be kicked around at will by curs.
You could understand that
$50,000 property tax for the privilege of living in a semi-human community.
But you could, getting back to Warman, I mean, maybe it'd be a little bit better if the guy at least was, you know, I don't know whether that's a worse way of looking at it or better. But here's somebody who doesn't even live in this country. And pressure from an outside country whose laws are different than ours. Yeah, okay, you don't have freedom of speech over there. You don't have the First Amendment over mm-hmm. in Canada. But we do.
Well, again, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you this is the one of the frustrating aspects of it is the countries do it the companies do what they do, but they don't tell you. They never give you any specifics because it's not in their interest. Is the only way you have is essentially filing a court case to try to force them to reveal something, and it's a question of whether their language is strong enough to back them up. But the thing is, they don't tell you what happened. They have it's just like everything else. There's no loyalty. They don't have any loyalty to their customer, even if their customer's paying. I mean, T1 line is not cheap. It's pretty damn expensive. And they have no loyalty to their customer. They're so cowardly and so afraid, they just immediately pull the plug and won't tell you why. Hey, we trusted you. We trusted your service, man. What happened to it? Fuck you. You know, of course they won't say that. Oh, you run afoul of our terms of service. I'm sorry, we got to go. Bye. Dude, you're leaving me hanging. Come on.
I think Stan should get the white pages. Stan should get the white pages or the yellow pages for Iran right. and Libya mm-hmm. and start looking up ISPs over there. And maybe we could call them up and say, you know, who's got an anti-Semitic website? Would you be willing to host us?
Oh. Good in theory, but I don't know if they're quite that advanced where they commercialize it overseas, but there's other overseas one. It's just they tend to be quite expensive, but it is one solution. It's pretty damn sad. State of
somebody else, an earlier caller mentioned China. I mean, I honestly yeah. couldn't see them caring what you printed on your site.
Not as long as we didn't criticize their little. I don't even know who's running that country today, but yeah, who knows? Who knows?
They're capitalist communists.
But I think on the plus side, I think I think right now VNN, I think there's going to be a groundswell of support for VNN. I think maybe some people who haven't been posting regularly and heard what happened. I think the amount of daily posters and the amount of people who are going to be logging in when the message form comes back up, I think there's going to be quite a bit. I think this has solidified people that it's made me feel like, you know, something, I won't say I've been personally attacked, but something that I enjoyed viewing on a daily basis. Someone came in and decided, you know, well, I don't want you seeing that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to be returning to the forum, and I think the support for VNN, there were some comments made on Stormfront, and people are like, well, I don't necessarily like VNN, but you know what? What was done to them was wrong. And I think I saw some posts from some people who were like, I don't know much about Alex Linder, but the more I hear about him, the more I like him. And I saw someone post that they're going to check out the Glory Fire episodes when we come back online. So I think there is a positive to this. And I think a lot of people have really realized that, you know, the seriousness of this, they're not playing around. They want to knock us down. And I think when the message form opens back up, I think things are going to be really, really hopping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Good. I hope so. I hope it won't be too much longer. We had an unrelated delay, I know, but I think it will be back up pretty darn quick.
Yeah. It's looking like tomorrow. I can't say for sure, but tomorrow is probably going to be the day. So.
What do we got? I can go maybe a half an hour longer, Stan.
Well,
I have to get a little bit of sleep because I gotta run something about a half a day tomorrow before I can get back on and load more stuff. But
yeah, I'm gonna get running soon. But one thing, the last thing, I'm kind of surprised, and I saw this, and somebody PM'd me and told me they saw the same thing on Google. The one thing I was kind of surprised, you know, they claimed they were being threatened and this and that and everything else, and there's a civil court document, a PDF file. Maybe it's not his current address, but if you do a search for Richard Warman on Google, there was actually some kind of lawsuit filed against him several years ago in civil court, and it had his home address on the court papers, and these were up on the internet. And if somebody really wanted to kind of like instigate something or put a potential out there for this man to get hurt, I'm sure a lot of other VNNers or other posters or people saw this court document. It was a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Pretty prominent result on Google. It wasn't like you had to sift through 100 pages of entries about Richard Warman. It is out there, and if somebody really wanted to start something, they probably, you know, I think the court papers were 3 or 4 years old. Maybe the guy moved.
Right.
But there was his street address. And that was never, I saw it, and I just decided, you know, I really didn't feel like it was, you know, I think I made a few comments about the guy being a dick, but I didn't really feel it was necessary, or maybe somebody would get the wrong idea that.
Let me tell you, we don't encourage any violence against him.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you certainly advocate against that.
Well, yeah, and
advocate is people in Canada step up and fight.
Yeah,
fight for the freedom you don't have right now.
I would say that, you know, Google has a serious problem that maybe Dick ought to address before he starts coming after us. You know, I mean, we're not out there giving out his personal information, but Google is. Maybe getting them shut down.
These things tell a lot of lies. That's one thing Google does reveal about. I've looked under my own name, and I couldn't believe. I mean, the first 100 things said about me, maybe about 2 or 3 of them were true. And this is the thing. These assholes say, oh, you're threatening him with death. You know, they're putting me on their list of 40 assholes, and they're printing stuff about me that's overtly not true. Wikipedia is printing all kinds of lies. I mean, where does it end?
Yeah.
These people seem to think they have every possible right in the world to lie and smear others and then whine the minute it's turned back on them.
Yeah.
But it is a new age. But I'm absolutely saying that we are not advocating action against Dick Warman or
anybody
in Canada.
And what I'm saying is that I think
I'm also saying that Canada is a dictatorship, and he is part of that dictatorship. And I would certainly hope that the day will come when that dictatorship's removed.
And Dick, if you're listening, man, maybe you'd want to go after Google for posting your personal information before you mess with us, our tiny little thing going on here.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think people were very restrained on VNN, and nobody felt the need to post his address. Somebody else PM'd me, and we both said the same thing. We saw his street address on court papers. He had some kind of civil case that was filed against him in 2002 somewhere in Canada, and his address was on it. So I think VNNers showed restraint. No one threatened the man. No one wants to harm the man. And, of course, they're again, the Jew, they're trying to portray themselves as victims here, and, oh, we're the dangerous, evil Nazis. Well, we're not.
Again, here, the other thing is that, like I said, we don't know anything for absolute sure because the phone supplier in question are not providing. I have not been informed of exactly who is complaining, exactly what they're complaining about. I mean, we surmise things from clues, but that's part of it. Mm-hmm. They don't like to go public. They're not. It's just like anything else. They don't want to be. They don't want to. They want to do, the Jews are like rats. They want to do things behind the scenes and gnaw on wires and sever connections and steal food and what have you. So,
who really knows?
All we know is that we know the general make of the thing, and we know the specific groups that seem to be most prominent in this, and they're always Jews, and occasionally they're people paid as fronts by Jews, like, anti-racist morons and that kind of thing. But we encourage no violence.
Right.
We merely would like to see the dictatorship that controls Canada removed. However that takes place, it's up to the Canadians. We're not Canadian.
Yep.
We're just telling people, we're like Radio Free Canada. We're telling you in Canada what's actually going on.
That's right.
That they sure as hell aren't going to tell you.
Yep.
So, enough said about Dick Warman.
Hey, bud, give me a call tomorrow so we can set up our...
All right, yeah, good, because my battery's dying here. Okay. So I'll give you a call. We're going to get together, and we'll go get some chow, and we'll do some photo recon. Take it easy, and good night to all.
All right, thanks for calling.
In Coontown.
There you go. There's another good white man.
All right, we've had some good calls today.
Yeah, we sure have.
It's been – I'm trying to see if there's been any further update on – what is that? Baca. Oh, the very funny Al Franken has come out with a plan for rehabilitating Mel Gibson.
Oh.
So that's one thing Jay Moore says in his book about how grumpy Franken was, because after 11 years he still wasn't like a featured player.
Yeah.
He was a featured player. He wasn't like on the main show.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In the times I've seen, he got plenty of airtime.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Struck me as being all that funny either.
I've seen him. He's sometimes funny, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not all that funny.
I want to say thank you to the listeners. Even at this point, we have 37 right now. At our high point, we had 76 tonight, which was
record-breaking
for this show.
I
see a little advance warning goes a long way.
Do you want to run right up to 2 o'clock, or...
Well, actually, it's...
got to cut now?
It's enough for me tonight.
Okay.
I'm pretty shagged out here.
Yeah, I would just, confirming. ABC has canceled a contract with Mel Gibson's production company.
They have, yes.
Okay. They just confirmed that, so...
Huh.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to add a little more tonight, go to sleep. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have to tape again live one of these times.
Yep.
And we may be doing a Goyfire this weekend.
Yeah.
I think we are. We missed recording one this Sunday, but we should probably record one this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be around, we'll do that.
Yep.
And we do look for guests on Goyfire. We do have one coming up for this Goyfire, I believe. So that's all I'll say now. But
yeah.
Thanks for all you people listening in, and you've heard examples of white men and women and how they're contributing and to our coalescing into an organization that leads to our own nation, because we're not going to live in the future the Jews have planned for us. They have no right to plan our future. We aren't going their way.
That's right.
Nene, yeah, I'm here. I'm going this way. Stupid hippie. I should be having a couch eating cheesy poofs. That's how we feel, like Cartman, when he left the nutty hippies wacky run yep. through the jungle group.
Screw
he
you
found
guys.
Out they didn't like the
I'm
jungle.
Going home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We ain't going towards back to the jungle. Let the Jews go back to the jungle.
Yeah.
I notice Israel doesn't allow, you know, unfiltered flow of niggers and Mexicans into Israel. They actually yeah. build a wall around the country.
Yep.
Wow. One rule for the kikes, another rule for us.
Mm-hmm.
Complete double standard. They're like the people of the double standard.
Yeah.
The people of the lie, the people of the giant nose, the people of the bad smell. The people of the dead kids, the double standard, the dirty, dirty yep. Jews. No one likes them for very good reasons.
That's right.
Fuck them and up with us. Because we are the good guys.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
We call that good for an early, what is it, Wednesday morning.
Yep.
All right. All well, right. All right. Thanks, Dan, and we'll hear you later.
Thank you, Alex.
Have a Bye, good everybody.
Time. Take care. And there he goes, off into the sunset, or the sunrise at this point. General Alex Linder, Vanguard News Network. I'm Stan Sikorsky, Vanguard News Network Broadcasting General Manager. Thank you to everyone who's called in this evening and this morning. You can catch us at govnn.com, soon vnnforum.com. Check out our broadcasting at goyfire.com. And look forward to more Free Talk Lives in the future. More Goyfires in the future. James Hawthorne has come off of vacation, so he will have more Hawthorne reports and Aryan Matters. Jeff Beck's The Truth is No Defense. And we're just going to keep on streaming here at VNNB, because the Jew can't keep us down no matter how hard he tries. And with that, a little cheap trick, Avi Desane. See you tomorrow.